Northwest Tasmanian organic vegetable grower Gloria Benson says that the recent hepatitis A outbreak has exposed that the Australian people have been being deceived.
I feel it's about time. It's like a deceit, really, that all this food's coming in without being checked, and none of us are knowing that it's coming in from places that don't have this food security we have. It's time, really, that it's been exposed, I feel.
When you say deceit, what do you mean?
Everyone believes it's Australian grown or grown somewhere that it's being checked like we are, and the food that's grown in these countries, they don't have the same requirements that we do. So I just think it's like a deceiving, it feels like that when you think your food's safe.
Gloria and her husband Ian Benson own Forest Hill Farms based in Forth in Tasmania's northwest. They're a big supplier of organic vegetables, including carrots, beetroot and onions, to the big supermarket chains Coles and Woolworths. Gloria and Ian Benson say seeing imports selling for low prices in the supermarket is a hard pill to swallow for both organic and conventional growers who face stringent food safety regulations here in Australia.
Well, we do all our safety things like check our water, making sure all our water's safe. Our vegetables are all have their tissue testing done, and organic status, we have all those food checks. We just go through a lot of checks, make sure our food is safe for all to eat here in Australia. Food is one of the main things that you have. You can't survive without food. For it to be so cheap wherever you purchase, no farmer can actually make ends meet. I just think if the Australian farmer was getting more for their food, they'd be able to put food into the markets a lot more. But because you're getting this cheaper import and no one's checking it, the more scares there are with our food and more awareness, the more chances our Australian farmers are able to grow the food for the Australian people.
Well, I think it's a scandal because it costs us so much to get the audits done. We have to be 100% pure where they can bring their food in for and only less than 5% gets checked.
Would you like to see more checks or less food coming in from overseas?
I think it should be less food coming in, more Australian growers.
The Department of Agriculture is responsible for testing imported foods based on advice and risk assessments from Food Standards Australia and New Zealand. Most fruit and vegetables, including the frozen berries from China, are in the surveillance category where 5% are tested. AusVeg former chair and vegetable grower in Forth, Mike Badcock, who farms down the road from the Bensons, says this clearly isn't strict enough.
Yeah, I think the current federal government and past governments have been very neglectful to the Australian consumer. This is something industry has been bringing up with governments for at least 15 years now. We've been saying that we're putting the Australian consumers at risk. We don't believe there's anywhere near enough testing and of product that's brought in from overseas that is supplied to our consumers. I don't think anybody can expect Australian government to actually test all the product because that would be a very costly exercise. I don't believe the Australian government should be testing that product. I think it should be coming in with all these tests done by the importer before they even land in Australia. And then all we have to do is monitor and probably do a check test occasionally. I've been in Asia quite a lot. There are some very practical and easy testing regimes now. A lot of product, before it goes on any supermarket shelf in Asia, all gets tested before it actually goes on the shelf. But how come we let 95% of our imported product that comes into Australia just sit on supermarket shelves with no tests whatsoever?
If the government was to take on the idea of trying to get the importers to do the testing on their end, the argument could be that that could be bad for trade with China, bad for the overall relationship with that country. What do you think of that?
This argument is always thrown up that we don't have anything that might inhibit or the stopping of imports into any one country. All we're doing is asking to have a level playing field that actually the importers have to do exactly the same thing as what exporters in Australia have to do.
The Agriculture Department has placed a holding order on frozen berries from the two Chinese factories linked to the hepatitis A scare. This means that frozen berries from those factories can't be sold in Australia until at least June. Also, the Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, has pledged to introduce tighter country of origin food labelling rules. Mike Badcock, who's also a chair of the Fresh and Export Growers of the Vegetable Council of the TFGA, has been pushing for country of origin labelling for well over a decade.
All we want is openness and transparency, and we want the right for the consumer to choose the product they buy. And at the moment, they can't get that. It's very, very confusing trying to understand labels.
Why do you think the government hasn't actually changed labelling laws?
It all comes back, I believe, there's been a lot of pressure put on by our major retail chains that they don't want for people to have or be able to recognise where the product comes from. They want to retain the ability of sourcing the cheapest product anywhere in the world to put on their shelf, because that allows them a bigger profit margin. If they can buy cheaper and sell for the same price as what the Australian product is, their profit margin in the middle might be threefold to what it would be selling an Australian product. So it's all about money. We've got to get beyond that. And so it's our belief that if we can get better country of origin labelling on our products, let the consumer choose, then we come into a real trade situation.
What do you think the reaction of consumers would be if they had more knowledge about where their food came from?
The consumers right around Australia and right around the world actually are wanting to know more about their food, where it comes from and their country of origin. They actually want to buy local if they possibly can. So I believe the reaction would be good for the farmers of Tasmania or Australia if we can get true labelling on the front of the packaging and then allow the consumer to choose.